let's dive right into this today. We're going to start in John 14 with verse 5. It says, "Lord," said Thomas, "we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." So let's understand this. Jesus is making an amazing claim here. He is saying that he is the only way, the truth, and the life, and that he represents the Father. As a matter of fact, if we move down and we go to verse 13, it says, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son." He is saying that he glorifies the Father, and that everything about him, Jesus, glorifies the Father, and the Father is glorified through him. He is saying he is the only way, the only truth, and the only way to real life. And he's talking about eternal life. And he's the only one that speaks the total truth of God. And he's the only way to heaven. He's the only way to connect to God. So Jesus is making these claims. He's calling himself the Son of God. He's saying, if you know me, you know the Father. You've seen the Father. So when Jesus says these things, he is making claims that he does not allow for anyone to ever think that he is just a great moral teacher, this great moral person, or somebody who does miracles, or that he's just a great teacher. He doesn't leave that option open here. He is calling himself the Son of God. So he is either a liar, a lunatic, or exactly what he's claiming to be. And he is the Lord of our life. That's what he is. He is the Son of God. And we need to embrace him as being on that plane with God, that he is God. He is God in the flesh. Remember that. The truth, or you can say the Word, became flesh. John chapter 1. So make sure that we, when we're embracing our faith, that we're embracing that Jesus is these three things. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And so as we're embracing that, we need to be claiming Jesus as the heart of everything that we are. He is the center. He is on the throne. So the question becomes, is Jesus on your throne? Is he your way? Is he your truth? Is he your life? Because there is nothing else. There is no one else. There's not another situation in which, or something else that you can hang on to that is going to fulfill you eternally. Jesus is it. He is all there is. If we go to Revelations chapter 2 and 3, and we can look at chapter 1 as well, and all the way up through chapter 5, we'll just say chapters 1 through 5 in Revelation. He makes all these claims about himself, and John is recording all of this. See, John loves to show who Jesus is. He truly does, and he does it right here because he records this encounter about him saying that he's the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through him. You see, Jesus isn't just the gatekeeper. He is God, and he's your connection to the throne, to heaven, to salvation, to truth, to all the things that our hearts truly yearn for. See, what can happen in life is when we start adhering to other ways, when we start embracing other truths, when we start following other ways, when we think there's other ways that can accomplish our satisfaction in life, what happens is eventually we end up empty. And we don't want to be empty. We never want to be empty. We need to embrace a God who made himself a human being and died on a cross of wood and resurrected. You see, here's the truth, is that we are not in of ourselves in a good, we're in a very desperate situation. Okay. So I'm going to tell you what, we're going to jump over to Ephesians chapter 2, because I think chapter 2 kind of illustrates this. All right. And here we go. I'm going to read this. I'm going to start with verse 1. And you were dead in your trespasses, your trespasses and sins, in which you used to walk when you conformed to the ways of this world and of the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work in the sons of disobedience. All of us also lived among them at one time, fulfilling the cravings of our flesh and indulging its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature children of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our trespasses. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might display the surpassing riches of his greatness, demonstrated by his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. See, it all comes through Christ. And the thing is, our problem isn't that we're sick. Our problem isn't that we are lacking something. Our problem isn't that there's, you know, some type of a thing that we need to work out. No, our problem is that in and of ourselves, we're dead. Okay, you can't give medicine to somebody who is dead and heal them. So what's the answer? Just like Lazarus, we have to be raised up. We have to be resurrected. And who resurrects us? Jesus Christ. Because without him resurrecting us, we're dead in our sins. Think about that. We die in our sins. We are spiritually dead until Christ raises us up. We have to embrace him as the way, the truth, and the life. Just like I've said before, he isn't just our Savior. He's also our King and our Lord. And so today, let's embrace Jesus for who he is and for what he does for us. We praise him for who he is, and we thank him for what he does for us. He raises us to eternal life. He resurrects us by lifting us out of our deadness, of our dead state, and raising us to life. He raises us out of our sinfulness. That's what Jesus does. See, I'm not tickling ears here. I'm saying if you don't know Jesus, then you are dead spiritually in your sins. If we go to John 3 and you look at that chapter, it's a whole thing about an encounter of Nicodemus and Jesus. And he's telling Nicodemus, you must be born again. You must be born again. And Nicodemus is asking, well, how can I go back in my mother's womb? He says, flesh gives birth to flesh and spirit gives birth to spirit. It should not surprise you that I'm saying you must be born again. And of course, we get the John 3:16 version that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever so believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So when we're thinking through this, and you can't just intellectually think it, all right? We have to embrace it in our hearts. We have to receive Jesus. We have to receive the gift that he has given us and put him on the throne. See, he needs to take over our lives. And his spirit comes, the Holy Spirit comes down into us. And if we go and continue reading in John 14, it talks about the work of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus obviously mentioned it because it's mentioned in John 3, too. Flesh gives birth to flesh and spirit gives birth to spirit. But we have that. And then the spirit, we have to yield to the Holy Spirit and let him work through us so that we will embrace the life that Christ has called us to. Have you embraced that life? Are you willing to embrace the life that Christ has called you to? Are you still dead in your trespasses and your sins? Or have you surrendered yourself to the Lord, Jesus Christ? Because he's the only way. There is no other way. There's no other answer. There's no other religion. There's no other ideologies. There's no other latest fad. There's no technological trends. There's nothing but Jesus that saves us. And we are spiritually dead when we're caught in our sins. and don't have Jesus to overcome them. We cannot overcome our sin. So when you're sitting there, are you still dead in those sins? Let's lift out of that. Let's receive Christ right now. Bring him into your life. Let him take over. Put him on the throne. No matter what you've done in your past, Jesus will forgive you. He will bring salvation to your heart, and he will forgive you of all your sins and cleanse you and give you eternal life and raise you from the dead into the life. The only book that matters is the book's Lamb, basically the Lamb's book of life, and you want your name written in it. We all want to be written in that book. And how do we do that? By receiving Christ. Jesus is the only way. He's it. He's the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. We do not want to be sons of disobedience. We've all been there, but we don't want to continue in that path because that means we're dead in our sin. We need to be raised to eternal life. So if right now you're not sure, I want you to pray this with me and receive Jesus into your life. Lord Jesus, let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, I need you. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. And thank you for loving me. And thank you for resurrecting to give me eternal life. I now call you and make you Savior, Lord, and King, and put you on the throne of my heart. Now come in and take over my life and make me into who you want me to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, you now have a relationship with God and you have been raised from death to life. You went from darkness to light because Jesus is the light of the world. Let that light shine in you. Receive Jesus today. Do not hesitate. We are not promised tomorrow. There is nothing in our lives that gives us a guarantee for tomorrow. The only thing we have is right now, and we need Jesus Christ to be the sole factor, to be the sole part that saves us. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Give your life to Christ right now. Now, as I always say, go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation. Let the great harvest begin. Now, just a quick advertisement for those of you that have been listening, JesusSaid.tv, go check us out. This message and many other messages will be on there. If you're interested in more about our books, or maybe you have an idea, you got a ministry, you want to promote that on our show, you can do it through advertising. You can have your own show. Go to tswrightspeaks.com, scroll down to the bottom, send me a message, and we can certainly discuss that. Thank you for being a part of the show today, and thank you for being a part of our ministry. We thank you for being that community. And if this is the first time you've ever received Jesus, you just said the prayer, go to tswrightspeaks.com and fill out that form and let us know that. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.